The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Well, let's talk about a woman, specifically the woman running for Vice President of the United States, Sarah Palin. I'm your host, Mark Levine, filling in for Leslie Marshall. And Sarah Palin is looking better than any ordinary hockey mom. It's certainly, she's put a lot of money into it. It's very expensive. $75,000 shopping spree at Neiman Marcus. $49,000 at Saks Fifth Avenue. $4,902 at Atelier, a stylish men's store. And even, get this, a $92 romper and matching hat with ears for baby Trig at Pacifier, a Minneapolis baby store. $92 for a romper and matching hat with ears?
The American population reaction? Priceless.
I think so. The McCain campaign reported spending $13,200 in September alone to celebrity makeup artist Amy Strozzi. Eric from New Jersey, what do you think about all this? Eric,
are you
there?
I got a question. All of your facts.
You want to know where I get them?
To be the number one rated governor in the United States.
Do you agree with her spending $150,000 of Republican National Committee money at Neiman Marcus?
I've got to be honest with you. If you look at Sarah Palin's record and the fact that she had went against all of the Congress people that are in her own party and made sure that they weren't doing dirty deeds, whatever those dirty deeds might have been, because I don't know all the facts, I have to really disagree with the fact that she might be stealing campaign money to go out and do her hair.
Eric, what do you think about her?
I honestly dispute that, and I think that your facts are wrong, and I think that you're lying to the public.
Hold on. That's a very severe charge. So let me tell you where I get my sources, because you have absolute every right to look at my sources, all right? My sources are the Associated Press, The Washington Post. I did a Google search on this thing. There has been 3,000 press articles written about it. It was first disclosed by Politico, which you could argue is a political website. But they got it based on the filings by the McCain campaign. The McCain campaign has admitted that it is true. And now they're saying, in fact, that some of this will be donated to charity. But 3,000 different press articles, if you Google this, have been written on it. And the two that I would cite are the Associated Press by Jocelyn Novick, N-O-V-E-C-K, and the Washington Post. This was going to be an article by Robin Given. But there's some other 2,000 articles.
Let's talk about your candidate, Mr. Barack Obama.
Okay, I don't think he's got a very expensive
radical left winged people in the entire government.
So you don't want to talk about clothing anymore, huh? You don't want to talk about clothing anymore. But let me ask you this: I understand you're a big McCain Palin supporter. I get that.
That's where you go wrong.
You're not a McCain Palin supporter?
I'm not a McCain Palin supporter.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Hearing everything, I have to support them over Barack Obama.
Okay.
Because his friends are the ones who are sinking the country.
Do you think it was wrong of a woman who's portraying herself as Ms. Joe Sixpack, a woman who's portraying herself as a hockey mom, to spend thousands of dollars on makeup, $150,000 on clothing, and bill it to the Republican National Committee?
I think that I'd have to see all of that and make sure it's true before I could comment on that.
Okay, tell you what, Eric, after in the break, go to Associated. You got a computer there?
No, I'm driving right now. But if in fact, okay. I'll give you this. If, in fact, Sarah Palin did go out and spend $100,000 of campaign money on that stuff, then yes, that is incorrect. But I have to seriously doubt that Sarah Palin would do that just based on the record she has. And she is the number one rated governor in the entire country. If you look at her record and you look at the way her country, her state views her, nobody views their governor better than the state of Alaska views Sarah Palin.
Okay, you don't have to yell. You don't have to yell. I'll tell you this. It's interesting because her approval rating has dropped 24 points in Alaska since she's run for vice president. It used to be at 89%, very, very high. Now it's dropped to 65%. I suspect that Alaskans are just getting to know Sarah Palin a bit more. Of course, there's also the problem that she was told by the Republican legislature that she broke the law and abused her power in Troopergate. But this particular thing that I'm talking about, again, when you get off the road, Eric, take a look, because I ain't making this up, and I wouldn't make something like this up. Maybe you don't know me, but I always back up my facts. It's interesting, they're telling how it was done. The expenses for Palin were initially incurred by Jeff Larson, a Republican consultant who was the CEO of the host committee for the Republican National Committee. Federal Election Commission records, Okay, so now we know where it's coming from. Federal Election Commission records, the FEC, which is the people you have to report to. That's why Ted Stevens of Alaska is in trouble, because he didn't report all the gifts that he got. The FEC records show that the RNC, the Republican National Committee, reimbursed Larson for the expenses, a total of $132,457. Now, that's not all the expenses, but that's the lion's share of it. He has a firm that was hired by the McCain campaign. It's the same firm, by the way, that has been linked to the negative calls aimed at Barack Obama. You know those robocalls? And you know what Larson did before this? Get this, because this is really the kicker. The same guy that spent $132,000 on Mike Palin's wardrobe, the same guy that's been doing those nasty robocalls, used to work in the George Bush 2000 campaign, making up lies about John McCain, conducting the phone calls in South Carolina that accused John McCain falsely of having an illegitimate black baby. So John McCain has turned to the very people who smeared him to help him smear others. Amazing story. I ain't making it up. It's coming from the Associated Press. If you don't believe me, look it up yourself. It's an article called Shop Baby Shop. GOP spent $150K on Palin clothes. Associated Press, Jocelyn, J-O-C-E-L-Y-N, Novick, N-O-V-E-C-K. Let's go to Mark in Herman, Maine. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Yes, regarding the exorbitant wardrobe that she just bought, it suggests to me that she's going to be serving the super rich elite that wear that kind of haute couture. Hello?
Yeah, no, you're here. You're on the air. Keep going.
And if you look at it, there is class warfare going on between the rich. I remember in the 60s, the rich paid twice as much in taxes as they do now percentage-wise.
It's true.
And we had a robust, healthy economy. And since then, since Reagan and Nixon and that crowd got in, they've been whittling away the taxes for the rich and putting the burden on the middle class.
Here's the thing, though, that's so interesting to me. Sarah Palin sells herself as Ms. Middle Class, okay? She's not Cindy McCain, daughter of the beer heiress who has $100 million and so forth. You know, we understand when she spends thousands and thousands of dollars on expensive dresses. Here's a woman who used campaign funds, Republican National Committee campaign funds. She bought a $2,500 Valentino jacket. And she's the one who says, I'm Ms. Joe Sixpack. I'm just like you. I'm you betcha Americans. I don't think she is.
In my opinion, she's a con woman, like a salesman, very confident, very convincing, but the C-O-N of the words is what is emphasized. She's a con artist. And also, did you notice when McCain said, I couldn't agree with them more, when he was chiding the West Pennsylvania reps who were saying that West Pennsylvanians were racist rednecks? What he meant to say was, if what they're saying about you, that you're rednecks and racist, is true, then I couldn't agree with you people in West Pennsylvania more.
I didn't hear that particular quote. I'll have to check that out.
Oh,
but
was
I'll tell you this, though. He is appealing to that element, and I think he's doing so very openly. And it'll be interesting to see if in his last 2 weeks, getting completely desperate, he actually plays the race card. Because that would be, I mean, John McCain's lost a lot of my respect over the last year. At that point, he would have hit rock bottom. That's when you know that he's like an alcoholic in the gutter. That would be the lowest point. And supposedly he's considering it. I mean, after all, he's hired the same vicious people that unfairly treated him in 2000. You know, it'll be interesting to see just how low he goes. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Let me go to Dave in Buffalo, New York. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. How are you? It's
Daily. Doing good. Hey, Daily Dave.
The comment I'd like to make is more about the Republicans in general. The term elitist has been thrown around a lot, specifically to some of the leaders of the Democratic Party. But when you look at this as part of a larger picture, I think it exposes the Republicans and the white-collar criminals whom they support in a much larger, you know, indicts them all. Like, if you remember WorldCom, recent large company failures in the last two or three years. In Enron, it was large personal spending and assets of the companies that were used to enrich the top tier of the people that were running the companies and so forth, like trips, you know, exotic trips like
sure,
AIG.
Sure. Ken Lay and all the jets and
Ken Lay and Adelphia, the Adelphia cable company,
or even the people at AIG who just took our government bailout money and then spent $400,000 on a getaway.
Right, and then they apologized for that one, and the very next week they flew off someplace else on a hunting trip. And what this indicates to me is, I mean, I don't know how many people know Neiman Marcus, but Neiman Marcus almost has a joke catalog that comes out during Christmas, and the last three or four pages has this super ultra exotic stuff, like, you know, a gold-plated Rolls Royce for you know, $444,000.
So it's designed for people who specifically want to be showy, to be ostentatious, to buy things, to say, look at how wealthy I am.
Right. It was the nouveau riche that came to power when Reagan got into office. A lot of Texas oil men and, you know, Southern California developers and so forth, that was specifically to be ostentatious.
I see. So see, I've never shopped at Neiman Marcus, so I don't buy a lot of women's clothes. So
yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, somebody on the radio said today Macy's would have been fine. But
well, exactly.
Instead, what they did is they don't see the organization as being a benefit to all the participants, so that the stockholders can benefit, so that people can have steady work, so the company can expand and profits can go up. They use it as their own personal bank account for their own hedonistic needs.
Well, and there's a question, actually, whether it's legal or not. We got to take a break. But when I come back, I want to address the legal issues of all of this. I mean, when Cindy McCain spent $313,000 on her particular outfit with her diamond earrings and pearl necklace, you know, no one really complained. Everyone understands she has $100 million. She could throw away $300,000. She's not charging it to the campaign. But Palin is different. She's charging $150,000 to the Republican National Committee that's struggling so hard to get money right now from donors. And some donors, interestingly, want the money back. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, when the truth matters. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open roads, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to GEICO, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
This guy and I had been friends for a while, and I had been looking forward to him asking me out. He asked me out. I remember my arms were just disgusting looking. I felt like I had to cut it short. I just felt embarrassed.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow.
Had I known about Dermarest then, it would have been a completely different date. Dermarest has changed my life.
Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378. Call now. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378.
KB.
Hi, this is Shannon, your Rockin' It Girl on Rockin' It Radio, the first show to bring back music on KB since 2006.
Hi, this is Jay Michaels with an amazing 50,000 watts. Even our friends down the Eastern Seaboard in Canada can listen to us. You know, every week we provide you with listener tips and ideas on the latest trends, 411 news and entertainment, and my Jay Michaels party mixes.
Tune in every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on AM 1520, and be sure to check out our website, rockinitradio.com.
If Wall Street makes you nervous, here's our prescription, a dose of the Dollar Doctors. Their supply and demand approach leads to rational decisions. Several ways to listen to the Dollar Doctors, live Saturday mornings at 10 on WWKB 1520 or online at sapperston.com, or hear the reruns Saturday nights at midnight on KB. Those times for the Dollar Doctors at 1520 WWKB, 10 a.m. and 12 midnight Saturdays, or on sapperston.com, live Saturday mornings at 10 or archived anytime. The Dollar Doctors.
This is Bob from C. Crane, the maker of the CC Radio. For years, we've received requests for a radio like our original CC Radio, but with the shortwave band. Now that's a real order to give you the best AM, FM, and shortwave all in one radio. The good news is that radio is here now. It's called the CC Radio SW. The SW model can be adjusted for different conditions. If you know what it means to turn a knob or two for best performance, you should check out the CC Radio SW. It has all the knobs and switches to obtain maximum signal strength and audio clarity. If you appreciate high-performance radio, then give C. Crane a call. You'll find a company dedicated to radio.
Order your CC Radio SW from C. Crane for just $149.95. Give C. Crane a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
So who represents the middle class, huh? Who represents the middle class? Is it the Republicans who won't mention the word middle class with their newfound savior, Joe the Plumber? Does the fact that Sarah Palin spent $150,000 of donor cash on her wardrobe, including $13,000 on makeup, $13,000 on makeup? I mean, women, I understand makeup's expensive. You know, I mean, you know, blush and eyeshadow and lipstick. How do you spend $13,000 on makeup? I mean, I don't even, how do you do that? Okay, I understand you got some really expensive dresses. Maybe someone could please explain to me how you could even spend $13,000 in 1 month on makeup. I mean, underneath that makeup, she must look like a corpse. Yeah. How do you do that? I mean, she went on Saturday Night Live. Didn't they have their own makeup? $13,000? I guess some of that was makeup for John McCain as well. I mean, he seemed to be very colorful on the various debates. I mean, they had to put color in his cheeks, I guess, or cover up his cancer. Who knows? I don't get it. But one of the interesting things is that donors themselves are complaining. Said one donor, quote, as a Republican eagle and a maxed out contributor to McCain's general campaign, I'd like my money back. He can still have my vote. Said another one, I'm not one who says a candidate shouldn't wear fine clothes. I just like to think they were successful enough in the private sector to have afforded their wardrobe with their own money, not the parties or the campaigns, which is really our money as contributors. So people, Republican donors, are fighting back. It's very interesting because, you know, Obama has nothing like this. I mean, he hasn't gone to his campaign. Maybe he just, you know, has the money to do that. But there's a real question about the legality of all this. It's not just that it looks bad, that, you know, she's not really the hockey mom that she claims to be. There's a question, a real question, of whether or not this violates the law. It's not clear whether or not people can spend this kind of money on the campaign. The election law, admittedly, is kind of complicated. So it's not clear. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody raises this with them. I mean, the 2002 campaign finance law that is called McCain-Feingold, you may have heard of it. I think John McCain should know what's in it, given that his name's on it. It says, and this is a direct quote from the law, that you can't have any funds, quote, donated for the purpose of supporting the activities of a federal or state office holder, unquote, from being used for personal expenses. And that includes clothing. Now, the law does not specifically exclude party committees. So if John McCain is saying that his own bill, the one he's so proud of, the one he was called a maverick for, the one that says that you can't use any funds donated for the purpose of supporting a candidate from being used for personal expenses, which is a good law. It makes sense. Aren't they violating their own laws? In fact, McCain himself has complained. This is all from the AP article, by the way. This isn't from some left-wing site. This isn't Daily Kos. It's from the Associated Press. McCain himself complained about political contributions for personal use. He said in May 1993, direct quote from John McCain, "The use of campaign funds for items which most Americans would consider to be strictly personal, in my view, erodes public confidence and erodes it significantly." By the way, Obama says that his campaign has only paid for hair and makeup costs associated with specific interviews or events, and neither his campaign nor the DNC has paid for clothing. I do remember the right wing going on and on about John Edwards, right? Remember, they even called him Breck Girl because he had a $400 haircut. Well, Palin puts Edwards to shame. Let's go to Mark in Buffalo, New York. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, when you read that report, did you hear that she got caught fudging the numbers?
No. Tell me about that.
I heard she got caught fudging the numbers on them government. They got a hand in for government budget things?
Right. The Federal Election Commission reports.
Yeah. Them are government forms, aren't they?
Yeah, the government forms.
That's called fraud and forgery, a felony, I think.
Well, if she did fudge the numbers, from what I know, the complaints are about the truthful numbers, not about anything forging, that actually she spent this much money. People are complaining about just that. I mean, the guy that fudged the numbers really would be Ted Stevens in Alaska, who's in trouble. But you heard she was actually making them up. Huh? What's your source for that?
I heard, on another radio station.
Okay.
She had fudged the numbers in the budget reports that she has to hand back, and I don't know, that's in where I live, that's called fraud.
If that's true, then it is fraud. Now I have to say I haven't heard that yet. The complaints I've heard are about what she actually put on the forms. You know, $75,000 at Neiman Marcus, $50,000 at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh, you mean she actually put the real numbers down?
Yeah. Well, look, she may have spent more than this. I don't know.
But I
know that $150,000 was actually on the forms. These are from the official forms that we get this number. They can't make this stuff up. You know, those black pumps, you know, those big boots that she wears and the bright red dress and all those things. You know, they're not that outstanding clothing, but apparently if you want to spend a lot of money on clothes, a lot of people will tell you how to do it. Hey, Mark, thanks for your call. If you ever find out where that you heard that report, if you ever got proof of it, post it on my website, radioinsidescoop.com. Let me know about it. We'll be right back after this.
Real stories from real women about Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. Joan from Boston writes,
"My little nephew asked why my skin didn't fit right. Ouch."
Introducing Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Body Lotion for skin that feels amazing
and actually looks younger.
7 nourishing moisturizers, vitamins A, C, and E, plus CoQ10 help restore dry, depleted skin.
Now he says I look as young as his mom. All right.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion.
This stuff really works.
With a change in season right around the corner, Ace is helping you save energy around your home. Now through Monday, buy compact fluorescent flood light bulbs on sale for $4.99 each. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power and Associates. For expert help and friendly advice, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Sale prices good at participating Ace hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo. Ed Schultz.
Do you think that it's just going to be perfect when we have the confidence of the electorate out there? We have the confidence of the American people at an all-time low when we're voting on machines that aren't guaranteed to work? Of course there's going to be some people out there doing some stuff. But it's not Barack Obama's campaign. That's a cheap trick by the McCain camp, and they know it.
Hear Ed Schultz weekdays from noon till 3 on a new voice, a new choice, AM 1520.
Western New York loves food, and Chef Steve Binks loves Western New York restaurants. Join us for a new radio show called Dine Out, Dine In with Chef Binks. Meet local chefs and learn signature dishes you can recreate at home. If you think this is just another boring cooking show, think again. Sometimes outrageous and controversial, but always entertaining, Chef Binks puts the kooky in cooking and the fun in dysfunctional. Dine Out, Dine In with Chef Binks every Sunday morning at 10, starting October 5th.
Have your health insurance rates gone up? Have you been turned down by other insurance companies? How would you like to have real health insurance you could actually afford? With American Consumers Insurance, plans start at only $85 per month for individuals. This is not a discount plan, but real insurance. Better still, you are guaranteed to be accepted into this program. ACI plans are underwritten by one of the largest insurance companies in America.
Your coverage includes doctor visits where you choose your own doctor, prescriptions, dental, vision, surgery, hospitals, and more.
Call now for free information on how to get affordable coverage for you and your loved ones.
All health conditions are accepted. There are no physical exams.
The first 50 callers that call today will receive a free prescription card as our gift just for calling. That's a $50 value free, but supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-730-0611.
800-730-0611.
Free information on affordable health insurance. Call 800-730-0611. That's 800-730-0611. Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years only to feel like the balance never goes down? In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those harassing collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan.
You could save thousands of dollars off your high-interest credit card debt.
If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. So call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under that mountain of credit card debt.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now at 800-509-1871.
That's 800-509-1871.
800-509-1871. 1871.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine with the honor and privilege of filling in for Leslie Marshall. I host my own show called The Inside Scoop out of Washington. You can find out more about me at RadioInsideScoop.com. Heck, if you go to my website, you can also post comments on today's show. Just look for the title of today's show, which is something like, Is Socialism a Dirty Word? I think that's the title. Post your comments. Let me know what you think. Agree or disagree. I want to hear from you. We just heard, and if you want to call in, of course, there's still plenty of time, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We just heard from Mark in Buffalo, New York, who talked about whether Palin fudged the numbers on her expense reports. And it turns out that I don't know that she fudged her numbers on her clothing allowance. We talked about the fact that she spent $150,000 from the Republican National Committee on her clothing. And in fact, the McCain campaign spent $13,000 on makeup alone to one makeup artist. So I don't know that she fudged those numbers, Mark, but apparently, according to the Associated Press, she did fudge other numbers. Specifically, she fudged numbers on expense reports for travel expenses for her children. You see, she would bring her children frequently in Alaska to events where they were not invited, and then later amend the expense reports to say they were on official business. For example, commercial flights for her three daughters to join her to watch their father in a snowmobile race. Now, I don't begrudge Todd Palin his fun. If he wants to do his snowmobile race, go right ahead. But paying for their three daughters to watch the race on state funds? This is the woman who supposedly is against boondoggles, is against pork barrel spending. She also, her 17-year-old daughter, got a wonderful trip to New York, where she spent 5 days and four nights in a luxury hotel while her mother attended a conference. Again, I don't begrudge the governor attending the conference. Heck, I don't even begrudge her daughter staying in the luxury hotel if it didn't cost anymore. But the plane flight? Palin has charged the state of Alaska, according to Associated Press, $21,000 for her three daughters' 64 one-way and 12 round-trip commercial flights since she took office in December 2006. She's also charged the state for hotel rooms. You may have also heard that she lives in Wasilla, Alaska, instead of in the capital in Juneau. And she charges the state of Alaska for all the time she spends at home. Yeah, you heard me. At home. Apparently, since she's not in the official governor's mansion in Juneau, Alaska, and she's living at home in Wasilla, she says that she's traveling. Traveling to her own home. And she charges taxpayers for that. And this is the group that's going to cut spending? I don't think so. This is one hockey mom who knows how to spend. Bill in Springfield, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing? I got a couple of questions. Actually, I'd like to make a couple of corrections. One about Joe the plumber. If he was a plant that the RNC put in there, they did a fantastic job planting Joe the plumber's house, Joe the plumber's neighbor's house, Joe the plumber's neighbor, so on and so forth. So that
I don't know that he's a plant or he's not. I said that to the person who called, but he certainly could be living in the house and have the neighbors and still be paid by the campaign. I mean, look, Bush paid Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher, two columnists, hundreds of thousands of dollars to spout their point of view. So I don't think it's out of the question, but I will grant you that I have no evidence of it. And I told that to the caller.
Well, I mean, if they're paying him just to ask a question, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know that it's true. I like I said, I didn't say that I knew it was true. One caller raised it, thought it was a question, and we talked about the possibility. But no, I agree with you. Joe the plumber may just be somebody who, lied to the Obama campaign, claimed to be making $250,000 when he wasn't, just because he wanted to get them riled up. Claimed to be an independent when he's a Republican. Joe the plumber could have done this entirely on his own. That's true. He wasn't necessarily put up to it by the McCain campaign. I accept.
Well, actually, Ashley, if you would have listened to the interview between Obama and Joe the plumber, you would have heard.
I did. I watched the whole thing.
You would have heard him say, "I'm thinking about buying the business."
Yes.
Which is the key word there, thinking about buying the business.
But it turns out that's not true. Turns out that's not true. Turns out he doesn't have the money to buy the business. The owner has never agreed to sell the business, has never talked about it with Samuel Joseph Wurzelbacher, and he doesn't have the money or income to buy it even if he wanted to. So Joe, or Sam, whatever his name is, apparently lied to Obama to make a point. Now, again, I don't know that he was put up by the McCain campaign. He could have done it on his own. I accept that.
Okay. And the second point I wanted to make, personally, I think $150,000 might be a little outrageous, but I don't think it's any worse than when Obama gave $800,000 plus to Acorn and Associates for staging and lighting.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think there's a very big difference between, someone's personal expenses buying clothing that they can use after a campaign and staging a big event. Now, I don't know the costs. I'll admit that. I know that sometimes these rock stars go to stadiums and they pay millions of dollars for lights and special effects and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what those costs are. So maybe you know better than I do. Maybe that was excessive. I do know that Acorn has done a tremendous job in registering voters. So I don't know what kind of good job they do at lighting. I can't say. But they've registered 1.3 million voters, and more than 99% of them are accurate. So in that respect, they do a very good job. But it may be expensive. I don't know. What does it cost? I just don't know what it costs to light a really big place and things like that.
I'm not even really sure either. But what I'm saying is the money actually went to Acorn. So if you're going to send money to Acorn, fine. That's great. Don't fudge your paperwork. I heard they're calling.
Well, he didn't fudge his paperwork. He admitted it. He didn't hide it.
All right, a couple callers before said, I think Sarah Palin fudged the paperwork.
Right. Well, yeah, the fudging, and this is the Mark from Buffalo called before the break, and he said it, and I said I didn't know whether that was true or not. And then I did some research in the break, and it turns out, according to Associated Press, she didn't fudge the paperwork on the Federal Election Commission, the federal race, buying all that clothing. There's no evidence of that. The paperwork she did fudge, according to Associated Press, was this stuff about her kids traveling with her on Alaska state business. She would say that she'd have the forms would just say her costs, and then later on she changed them to include all her kids' costs, saying that they were traveling on official business, when it seems pretty clear to me that a bunch of these events had nothing to do with her children. They were just her events. So that's, I think, what the Associated Press is referring to, and maybe what Mark's referring to.
Well, I'll look on. Right now I'm at work, so I don't have the opportunity to check that, but I'll look at it tonight when I get home.
Yeah, please do. This is it's AP investigation. I'll tell you where this comes from, so you know where I'm getting it from. It comes from this, and I just got it from Google, frankly. But it's the Minneapolis Star Tribune. It's by Brett Bracklidge is the main author. There's a couple other authors as well. It's an AP investigation, and the heading is AP investigation, Palin charged state for children's travel, later amended expense reports. So, no, you could argue it was an amendment, not a fudging, but that's obviously what happened there. Hey, thanks for your call, unless you got something else.
I'm all set, thanks.
Okay. No, I appreciate your call. To me, look, I'm not accusing Sarah Palin of some massive fraud here. There's plenty of politicians in Alaska to do that. In fact, Senator Ted Stevens is on trial right here in my hometown, Washington, D.C. It's fascinating. The people in D.C. don't get a right to vote for a member of Congress. I'm sure you know that. If you don't, you should. Shame on them. One of the things that I hope Democrats will do if they come to power is finally give D.C. voting rights, which is, you know, it's just completely unfair that Democrats don't have it. But what's interesting to me is that 12 jurors in the District of Columbia apparently are going to decide the Alaskan Senate race, sort of, you know, backhandedly. But if Ted Stevens is indicted, I'm virtually certain that we will have Alaska new Senator Mark Begich, the mayor of Anchorage, a Democrat. And if Stevens is acquitted, he will almost certainly be continuing, even though he's 84 years old, as senator. So Stevens, of course, unlike Palin, is known for getting all this money and all these goods from the Vico Oil Company, who he directed federal benefits to, including things like a massage chair and even taking his entire one-story house and making it two stories, propping it up and building a whole new story underneath. There's been a lot of prosecutorial mistakes in there. They've gotten a lot of trouble. We'll have to see what happens with that lawsuit. But if Stevens is indicted, I think we'll have a new Alaska senator. In any case, I'm not accusing Palin of fudging these reports. The AP says that she did it with her children. To me, it's a broader issue. I'm not saying, I mean, if you want abuse of power, look at Troopergate, right? There you have the Alaska legislature, not me, the Republican Alaska legislature, saying that Sarah Palin abused her power and broke the law. No, my point is a broader one. It's what happened to the hockey mom? What happened to Josephine Sixpack? What happened to the winks and the you betcha and I'm just like you and I'm just an ordinary person and I'm Ms. Middle Class? I don't think most people spend $150,000 a year on their wardrobe. In fact, one of these articles shows that the average amount that American women spend is, I think, $1,800. That still seems higher. I don't spend that much. maybe women spend more. But in any case, to me, she's just knocking down her middle class credentials, totally apart from whether or not they were appropriate as, whether she filled out the reports right. The toll-free number is 888-6-LESLIE. There's still a little bit more time if you want to call. 888-653-7543. This is Mark Levine, and we'll be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, straight and on point. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payment? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from DermaRest.
The psoriasis on my knees, the itchiness can drive you crazy. I have tried everything. DermaRest is the best product I have ever used.
DermaRest Psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow. And now DermaRest is improved with a unique zinc complex that moisturizes and reduces redness. Feel your best and look your best with DermaRest.
Hello, DermaRest. Goodbye, psoriasis.
And now for the bonus round. Three guys walk into a restaurant. Who brought the monkey?
Guy number two.
Correct. When it's not daylight savings, what is being spent?
Yen.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
You look worried.
My doctor said I'm going to get serious about my blood pressure.
So did mine. He recommended Amil BP.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
I take Amil BP every day.
Oh, like vitamins.
Exactly.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP, available at Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers near you.
Lock it in on your car radio to a new voice, a new choice. AM 1520.
Drive the seat. We'll put you in the driver's seat. Leah.
Leah Honda, the Buffalo Niagara region's number one volume Honda dealer, is smashing October with two lease payments that can't be beat. Get to Leah Honda for a 24-month lease on a new 09 Accord LX for just $99 a month. Or a new 09 Honda Pilot, only $299 a month. Leah Honda has these cars in stock now. 12,000-mile lease plus taxes and fees. Accord $42.95 down, 24 months. Pilot $36-month lease, $24.95 down.
Leah
Honda has unbelievable savings on pre-owned vehicles. Leah carries every kind of used car you can imagine. Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Hyundai, and domestics. Plus, Leah's new Say Yes credit department can arrange financing for just about every situation. When you buy a used car at Leah, you will save money. Transit Road in Williamsville or online at leahcars.com. Open every day, including Sundays.
Driver's seat. We'll put you in the driver's seat. Leah.
The lights are low, the scene is elegant. The guests of honor won't be there. They are the children living with preventable diseases or who have lost their fight. This night is about life. Come celebrate the 9th annual Hunter's Hope Candlelight Ball, November 21st at Samuel's Grand Manor. This event features a chef's extravaganza, live and silent auctions, and the chance to make a difference for every child, every time, everywhere. For tickets, visit huntershope.org.
Only one jewelry store has five times the selection of ordinary stores and offers so many diamonds to choose from.
That's Jared!
Like the Leo Artisan, designed and cut to reveal a diamond's true brilliance, the Leo Artisan is the latest innovation in the art of crafting diamonds from Leo Schachter. The visibly brighter Leo Artisan must be seen, and you can see it at Jared today.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine. We've only got about 8 minutes left, but I've really enjoyed it. And if I address something that we don't get a chance to address today, all you have to do is go to my website, post it. Just go to RadioInsideScoop.com. Today's show is called "Is Socialism a Dirty Word?" Post there whatever you want, and I will read your comments on the air. In fact, I want to read you a comment that was posted there already today. This is by Susan. And she was talking about my show last night. She writes, "Dear Mark, I was an undecided voter until last night. I have voted for Democrats in the past, such as Al Gore. Would have really loved to see a Democrat that I trust take office in 2008. Unfortunately, I don't think I can vote for Barack Obama. After listening to your show," talking about me, "last night and other biased news channels." Susan says it's become apparent that pro-Obama news reporters, as I seem to be, are scared to address the concerns that many Americans have regarding Obama's character. She goes on to state that economics is secondary to the safety of American lives. She says that Obama's character matters. She goes on to argue that it's used when people apply for a job, as a government office, as a lawyer. I know that character matters. And she's telling me in my email, she writes here on my blog, that I have to address this vitally important topic, that no one's willing to disclose it. Well, Susan, I'm going to answer your question. She says, "Tonight, if I am the truly fair talk radio host that I proclaim to be," she says, "address this. Why is the character of Barack Obama irrelevant when he's running to be the leader of our country?" Well, Susan, I don't think his character is irrelevant. I think it's extremely relevant. One of the things I like about the character of Barack Obama is the fact that he is cool and calm and collected in a crisis. That whereas John McCain seems to fly off the handle and flail about and say, oh, I can't go to the debate until I fix this mess in Washington, and then he doesn't fix it and still goes to the debate. It seems to me that Barack Obama is very calm, and he talks to a number of people from all kinds of walks of life. In fact, I think Barack Obama is very clear that he likes to talk to people, even those he disagrees with, to get an idea of what people are thinking, to get a mood for people even who he disagrees with. And I like that in a leader. I don't want a leader that flails about. I want a leader that takes the time. I talked about at the beginning of my show yesterday, Barack Obama, when he plays poker, is cool and calm and conservative. Takes his time, plays for limited stakes, makes a move, whereas John McCain is known to throw thousands of dollars on a roll of the dice. So when Susan asks, is the character irrelevant? Of course it's not irrelevant. His character is perfectly fair. She asks, why shouldn't his connection to Reverend Wright be explored by voters? I think it should be explored. I think it was explored exhaustively in the primary. In fact, I think that Hillary Clinton did Barack Obama a big favor by raising the issue. And you heard Barack Obama's response. He dealt with it openly and honestly and directly with what I thought was a very powerful speech on race. And then when his preacher went even more wacko, he disowned him completely. And I think that was the right thing to do. If you disagree, Susan, call in. If there's no time today, call in tomorrow and tell me why. She goes on to say, and this is where I think, Susan, you really are misinformed. Why shouldn't we scrutinize Obama's support and attendance at a church that is prejudiced against many ethnicities? Susan, that's slander. That's libel. That's false. And I know you posted it on my website, and I'll leave it there because I believe in free speech. But there's zero evidence that Obama's church is prejudiced against any ethnicity. I want you to show it to me. I dare you. I defy you. I defy anyone in my audience to show me where Barack Obama's church was prejudiced against any ethnicities. That's not what Reverend Wright said. He didn't say that at all. In fact, there were a lot of whites in his church. In fact, some of the most egregious stuff that was said in that church was said by a white priest who, frankly, offended me. She goes on to say, why shouldn't we examine the fact that Obama claims to be Christian, but his half-brother, Gaddafi, and other Islamic leaders claim he's Muslim? Ooh, boy. First of all, I don't think Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan leader, should be trusted on anything. If Osama bin Laden says that Obama is a Muslim or McCain eats babies, I won't believe Osama bin Laden either. But the claim about his half-brother? Well, that's interesting because that's another libel. It is specifically a smear. And I invite you and everyone else to go to fightthesmears.com. What happened is that people like Rush Limbaugh, conservative websites, lied. And I'm sorry, Susan, that you believed them. What they did is they took a quote by his half-brother, who, by the way, he hardly knows, right? Because he didn't know his father very well. His Kenyan father, he knew for about a month when he was 10, but left the family when he was 2. He was raised by his white mother and his white grandparents, including the grandmother that he's seeing now, who's very ill in Hawaii. But the quote in the Jerusalem Post, the exact quote, the one that the conservatives misquoted, don't look at them. Look at the original quote by this half-brother he doesn't know very well. What he said was, this is an exact quote, I don't think Israel should worry too much, you know, about the connection. Because I am Muslim myself, and I don't think my being a Muslim has got anything to do with my brother being president of the United States. Now, he doesn't say Obama's Muslim. He says he's Muslim. He specifically says, and the fact, you know, I'm Muslim, so I wouldn't worry about it. Now, then the conservatives reported that if elected, his brother... That Malik, the half-brother, said that if elected, Obama would be a good president for the Jewish people despite his Muslim background. See how they're playing with pronouns? His Muslim background. What the brother said was despite the brother's Muslim background, not Obama. Look, Obama's father was an atheist, and he didn't know him. If you read Obama's biography, you know that Obama's father left the family when he was 2, came back, visited him once for a month when he was 10 years old. He was raised by his mother and his grandparents. That's why he's by his grandmother's bedside and will be this week. So Is his character relevant? Of course it is. But does it matter that he's got a half-brother he hardly knows who's a Muslim? No. Not unless you believe that Muslims are, by definition, you know, anti-American. Some are, some aren't. What does that have to do with Obama's character? What does that have to... I mean, George Bush has a brother who, you know, stole billions of dollars in the savings and loan scandal. Nobody ever talks about it. Does that mean that George Bush is a bad guy? Maybe he is, but not because of his brother, who we knew a lot better than Barack Obama knew his. So look, is Obama's character relevant? Absolutely it is. But you, Susan, are misinformed. And I urge you to, you don't have to get it from me. You certainly shouldn't get it from, you know, Rush Limbaugh. Go and look at the sources yourself. Look at things like the Associated Press. Look at the Jerusalem Post. That's fine. But don't read this stuff and pretend it's true. In fact, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to do an expose on where these Muslim rumors come from. You may be surprised they come from one of the greatest anti-Semites in America. And ask yourself why you're willing to believe this guy's nasty rumors about Obama, whereas you don't believe in the rest of his Nazi agenda. Does it bother you that you're spouting what the, you know, an Aryan Nations type guy would say, a guy who files lawsuits complaining Jews control the world? This is where the rumor comes from. And this is nasty, vicious stuff. You want to talk about Obama's character? That's fine. But don't make up lies about him and don't spread lies about him. I got an email saying Barack Obama was a Muslim 6 months ago, and I traced it back, and it came from a preacher's wife. And I want you to know, I called her out, and I urge everyone to do this. I sent an email to her and to all of her friends saying, stop spreading these lies. It is slander. It is wrong. And you know what? She apologized to me. And when you get an email and you see that it's a lie, I want you to chastise your friends. I want you to write back and reply all to everybody. Because when you slander someone, I don't care what your political views are, it is illegal and it is wrong. Obama's character is fair game. Lies are not fair game at all. If you want to comment on my maybe I won't treat you as harshly as Susan. Go to RadioInsideScoop.com. Tell me what you think about tonight's show. I will see you tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Time.